It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. The majority group in Kosovo is expected to declare independence from Serbia, and that's adding to tension with the minority Serbs who live in Kosovo. This is all part of the aftermath of the 1999 war involving NATO. Eleanor Beardsley visited the largest group of Serbs in the city of Mitrovica.
Tanja Lazarevic, a Kosovo Serb, lives in the ethnically divided city of Mitrovica.
Hello.
She says these days there is plenty of talk here about Kosovo's possible independence. But unlike the Albanians, who are joyful over the prospect after 8 years of UN rule, the Serbs are frightened by it.
What worries me the most is my life here, what will happen with us. The thing is that we are planning to stay, we are planning not to accept the independence. So what is in between?
Since 1999, the city of Mitrovica has been split along hostile ethnic lines. Serbs live in the north, Albanians in the south. Physically, the communities are divided by the Ibar River, with its barbed wire-strewn bridge guarded by UN police. Psychologically, the gulf is even wider, says Jerry Gallucci, a UN administrator in the city.
For the people who live on the two sides of the Ibar, it is unfortunately as if it was two different realities. The river is the shore of an ocean, and none of them really know much about the other side.
Serbs here have never accepted the UN's presence in Kosovo. Unlike in the rest of the province, the Serbian state still runs things here. It's almost as if nothing changed since 1999, except for the refugees. The sidewalks in North Mitrovica are choked with ramshackle kiosks where merchants sell fruit, cigarettes, and all kinds of knickknacks. Most of the Serbs working here, like Branislav Jeremic, lived in other towns around Kosovo before fleeing to the north after the 1999 NATO bombing.
We are afraid that they Albanians may expel us, because I already was expelled from my home in Vučitrn. Once I was expelled from there, and now it may happen twice.
On the streets of North Mitrovica, there is a sense of outrage over the coming breakup of Serbia. Russian President Vladimir Putin is seen as Kosovo's savior here. Stickers bearing his face are plastered on windows, and a banner saying, "Russia, help us," hangs in the center of town. Russia has been a solid supporter of Serbia in the dispute over Kosovo's future and is warned of dire consequences if Kosovo is allowed to break away. Zoran Mihailovic is frying up fish at his stand. He says the Serbs and Russians are brothers, and he is not worried about the Albanians.
You know whose Kosovo is. It's known whose Kosovo is. For 800 years it's been ours. If you have read history ever, before the Kosovo's battle, the monastery were ours. I'm not lying to you. This is the truth.
Western diplomats who have warned of violence surrounding Kosovo's birth as a new nation say it is most likely to break out here. In 2004, rioting between Serbs and Albanians that eventually killed 19 people erupted on the Mitrovica Bridge. There is a tension here that isn't felt in the rest of Kosovo. Adem Ripa is one of a handful of Albanians who remained in North Mitrovica after the 1999 division of the city. Mripa returns home after crossing the bridge to buy Albanian language newspapers in the south. Despite the pressure, Mripa says he refuses to leave.
I receive threats every day. It is not easy. You know, so many slogans were written down on the door, different crosses, you know, things like that. And also they threw bombs. Would you like to see?
Sure. Mripa points to where a grenade exploded in his garden, leaving pockmarks on the side of his house. Many Albanians fear that northern, mostly Serb-populated Kosovo will try to split off from an independent Kosovo. Mripa says he stays here to make sure that doesn't happen. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Mitrovica, Kosovo.